Welcome, tech enthusiasts, to another episode of the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the nuts and bolts of technology that's shaping our future. I'm Alex, your guide through the labyrinth of tech jargon.
And I'm Jamie, your resident question asker and Alex's sidekick on this journey. Today, we're taking a plunge into something that sounds like it's straight out of a sci-fi novel, serverless at the edge.
Absolutely, Jamie. It's like giving your web application superpowers. Imagine being able to serve your users from the closest point possible, reducing latency and improving performance dramatically. That's what we're talking about with AWS Lambda Edge.
Whoa, hold up. Lambda Edge? That sounds like something out of a Marvel movie. Can you break that down for me?
Sure thing. So traditionally, serverless functions with AWS Lambda run in a specific region. If your users are global, requests have to travel long distances, which can cause delays. Lambda Edge changes the game by letting you run these functions right at the edge, closer to your users, by integrating with Amazon CloudFront.
Ah, so it's like having little superheroes stationed all around the globe, ready to speed up my website?
Exactly. It's all about making sure your application responds as fast as possible, no matter where your users are. For example, you can use Lambda Edge for tasks like redirects, modifying headers, or even adding some custom authentication at the CDN layer.
That sounds pretty cool, but also a bit complex. Is this something that's hard to set up?
It's surprisingly straightforward. Let me walk you through a quick start example. Say you want to redirect all HTTP traffic to HTTPS for security. You'd write a simple function in Node.js or Python that checks if the request is HTTP and, if so, returns a redirect response to HTTPS.
That doesn't sound too bad. But what about the costs? Serverless sounds expensive.
Ah, that's the beauty of it. With Lambda Edge, you pay only for what you use. There are no servers to manage, scale, or patch. You're charged based on the number of requests and the execution time of your functions. For many applications, it can be incredibly cost-efficient.
I'm starting to see the appeal. But come on, there's got to be a catch. What are the downsides?
Well, nothing's perfect, right? For one, debugging can be a bit of a challenge since your code is running globally, and there are limits on how much code you can deploy to Lambda Edge. Plus, cold starts, when your function hasn't been used in a while and takes a bit longer to kick off, can happen, especially in less frequently used locations.
So you're telling me my global superhero squad might have a few rookies?
Something like that. But with careful design and performance optimization, you can mitigate most of these issues.
Got it. So when should I consider using Lambda Edge?
Great question. It shines for performance-sensitive tasks like A/B testing, security filtering, or personalizing content based on the user's location. Basically, any scenario where reducing latency can significantly improve the user experience.
And when should I avoid it?
If your application needs to perform heavy data processing or requires access to resources within a VPC, Lambda Edge might not be the best fit. It's ideal for lightweight, request-level transformations.
This has been a fascinating dive into the world of serverless at the edge. I'm already imagining all the possibilities.
The future of web applications is fast and flexible, thanks to technologies like Lambda Edge. If you're building globally distributed applications, it's definitely worth exploring.
Thanks, Alex, for breaking down another complex topic. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the tech that's shaping our world.
And remember, stay curious and keep exploring. Catch you on the next episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.